It's Acts chapter 4, verse 31. The book of Acts is called the book of Acts of the Apostles. This is where it changed the physical story. It's a book of Acts because it's a book of actions. Not reactions, but of actions. It's a book that was written after the death and the resurrection of Jesus. It's where the disciples really had to take up their leadership. They had to make a decision in Acts who they were going to become. 2018 is about who you want to be. See, the book of Acts is where the men that God had raised, that Jesus had raised up and said, this is where you need to decide who you want to be. It's the book where it fully introduces us to the power and the authority of the third part of the Trinity, of the Godhead. This is where we see the Holy Spirit at its greatest and at its best. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, this is where we see where the Holy Spirit literally descends on human nature and it manifests itself. This is where we see it at its greatest in the church realm. It's a book that reminds us that despite our human qualifications, we are still anointed, we are set apart, and we are destined for greatness. This is in Acts that it shows that it doesn't matter what you qualify in this earthly realm, in the spiritual realm, God qualifies you for as long as you keep coming to me. In every part of our human nature that disqualifies us, the Holy Spirit comes in Acts and says, I qualify you for that role. I will speak over you in that role. I will prepare you for that role. The Holy Spirit comes and he manifests himself in your walk. In Acts, this happens. In Acts, Peter the fisherman become the first church leader. In Acts, Philip was a nobody, but he becomes the greatest evangelist on earth. Stephen was the first person stoned to death because he took a stand. Acts of the Apostles is the book where it comes to crunch time. It's the book where it says time to take action. And our senior pastor declared, we are an Acts church. Time to take action. Time to make a change. Time to establish who do we want to be in 2018. Last week I spoke about that 2018 will either happen to you or you will have to make it happen. But whatever happens comes under this umbrella of Acts. I'm asking you this morning, who are you going to be in 2018? Who are you going to be in 2018? See, the next Sunday, we are going to prepare and declare that we are going to start and make the biggest mark on 2018 that we'll do. There'll be chapters and seasons that we'll go through that'll cause us to go back. But starting next Monday, next Sunday and Monday, we are going to establish the greatest mark of 2018. Because 2018 has been ordained for me to start a new chapter. You know, the word of God speaks of that in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. He says, the God says that he declared that my latter days will be far greater than my former days. Come on, are you here with me? Haggai chapter 2, he declared that my latter days will be far greater than my former days. That is what the word of God says. So you need to find out what the truth of God says. In Job chapter 8, verse 7, it says, what is coming is so much greater than anything that I've ever had. Come on, are you here with me? 2017 is my former days. 2018 is my latter days. And God spoke into my 2018 and he said, I declare that the latter days, that your 2018 will be far greater than whatever you've experienced up to this very moment. This year, we're going to establish a new chapter in our life. This is where God says, I want to declare over you whatever has happened right here, right now, we're going forward. This is where we move forward. This is where we make a decision. What's coming in 2018 is going to blow your mind away. Why? Because the word of God says that my eyes haven't seen, that my ears haven't heard, and that my mind can't even conceive what God wants to do in 2018. That's what the word of God says, that is what my 2018, but I need to speak there and I need to confess it. See, he needs access. This has been something that we've been just turning on in our house, in our church for such a long time. But God needs an access point to come in. He says, you need to pray that the will of God will become. He said, you need to, when he said to his disciples, how do we pray? He said, you pray like this, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said, I need to access the things of heaven. I need to access them through, you need to start praying for them. God says, what do you want? God says, come to you, come to the throne room, come boldly, come confidently. Confidently, bring it all to the throne room of God. But he says, you bring it and give me access through the words that you speak. That's why he said to his disciples, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Sovereign is his name. He's the name above all names. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Savior. He's my Maker. He's my promise keeper. What he says will come to pass. And then he said, then, Marella, then you declare that his will on earth will be done. How so I know his will? Because his will is that I would have my latter days better than my former days. That's what he's going to speak. What is coming is so much greater than anything that I've had. God stands in your season right here, right now, and he speaks to your 2018. See, he spoke to Abraham and he said, Abraham, you will be a father of many nations while his wife was still barren. He spoke to Moses about a land of milk and honey while he was still in the desert. He spoke to Habakkuk and Josaphat. He spoke to them about victory in the battle while they were still very much losing the battle. Jesus spoke about his resurrection and his victory while he was being betrayed and denied. So God is speaking to you right now at the beginning of this year. Yes, I will come to you when it doesn't look like things are going to change. It will come to you when really nothing seems to have shifted in your life. But God says, I will speak from this level of understanding that you have got greater days ahead of you, that you are going to see great things in 2018, that your eyes haven't seen, Marella, that your ears haven't heard, Marella, and your mind can't even conceive what I want to do in your 2018. God said, I'll speak it right now. In the beginning, in your January, I will begin to speak it. So God is speaking over your 2018, yes, right now. He said he will remind you of prosperity and blessing when you've got nothing left. He will remind you of the stripes on his back when you're being showed the bad diagnosis this year. He will remind you that all things are possible as you see another door close. He will remind you of the greatness constantly. Even though your situation may not look like it's happening, God will always speak to your future. He will always be speaking of what is yet to come because he says right now, it's all about what is to happen. 2018 is defined as a new beginning. A new beginning is defined as a moment of entry. A new beginning is defined as a moment of entry. So our 2018 is defined. It's a moment where God is going to enter like we've never seen him before. In John 16:33, it says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've already overcome it. Are you here with me, church? Guess what? He's saying, I'm not telling you that it's going to be a bed of roses. I'm not telling you that everything's going to be okay. I'm telling you that I've already conquered it. That's all you need to know this year. Can someone say amen? You need to know that I will have challenges. We will have storms. We will have hardships. We will have desert seasons. We'll have all of them. But the final part of that paragraph says that I have overcome it already in Jesus' name. He's already conquered everything that hell is about to throw at you. He's already conquered everything that hell is about to throw at you. Mark chapter 1. Let me tell you that this is God doesn't teach us something that he has not already done himself. Mark chapter 1 verse 32, it says this. And at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all that was sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city gathered around at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and he cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Remember what I said last week? Don't address your critics. Otherwise, you elevate them to your level. And that's why Jesus just wouldn't let the demons speak. He's like, I don't need to hear you. You're not on par with me. You're not on par. You can't even have a conversation with me. Jesus was never going to elevate them to a point of even disputing what they were doing there. Verse 35, now in the morning, having risen a long while before the daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. This is what we do in the fast. We remove ourselves, we go find a solitary place, and we go find God. And there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him went looking for him. And when they found him, they said to him, everyone's looking for you. But he said to them, let's go into the next town that I might preach there also. Because, listen to this church, for this purpose, I have come. You and I saw the changeover of a year because there is a purpose that is still yet to come. Can I hear someone say an amen? The reason that you survived the exchange of another year, the reason that you lived through the changeover of another year is because this, you have a purpose that is yet to come. That is the only reason that you and I were blessed to open our eyes yet again for another year to see God come and say there is purpose. All that has been great, Jesus said. It's all good, but I haven't finished my purpose. We need to keep going. In your life, everything's going to be looking great. But I'm asking you, are you living out your purpose? So you have to understand that Jesus has not spoken truth and life into you just so that you can go through drama to drama, from roller coaster to roller coaster. He has spoken life into you. See, Ruth doesn't get the man of her dream just because of anything else, but she had greater purpose and favor upon her life. Mary isn't chosen because she's single or intelligent. She has purpose in her life. Sarah doesn't fall pregnant at the age of 90 by pure coincidence. She has a purpose and a testimony that needs to come out of her life. Can you hear me, church? What you're about to walk into is going to establish your testimony for what God wants to do. The enemy has limited resources. He's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere at the same time. He's not all powerful. The enemy is limited in his resources, which means he can't attack everybody. Let me just let you think about that. He can't attack everybody. So guess what? He's wasting his attacks on only those that he's threatened by. So in 2018, when you feel that the enemy's unleashing, you better get an excitement to go, man, I must be getting closer to my purpose. I must be walking in some destiny here. Because he is not able to physically attack everybody. He's not God. He's not all present. He's not all powerful. He cannot do it. So the limited resources he has, he's going to make sure he aims it well. And guess what? If you and I are going to make sure that 2018 is purposeful, we're going to make sure that 2018 is intentional, guess what? You're going to be on his target practice. You're going to be the one he says and he goes, I want to attack that, because he's threatened by what you want to establish. But I want to show you something. As I began to speak about what I want to speak to you, as we end this, begin this fast, and as we start to kind of start the year off, and we're going to head into the next part of our season, I want to just show you some really simple things that are in the Bible. I want to show you something that I want you to remember every time you go into something challenging in 2018. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, it's in this scripture, and this is why I'm going to speak of it. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, when you're ready, and once you've done up to week two in this pack, it's going to give you all about speaking, renewing your mind, using your words, speaking all that stuff out. And then it's going to get you to this point in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 says, are they not all angels, ministering spirits, sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? I want to speak to you just on that one scripture for just a moment. Every season and every chapter that you and I are going to face in 2018, God has assigned angels over that chapter. Are they not all ministering spirits sent to serve those who, you and I are the ones who are set to receive salvation? That's us. Redemptive by the blood of Jesus. That's us. Are they not in the Greek? I'm not looking at you, Glick, because I practice this. In the Greek is Ohi Asen? Is that right? Yeah, all right. Whatever you guys want to say. That's it. That's the word. Which is this. It means absolutely yes. So the Bible says that for every situation that you and I are going to face in 2018, God has absolutely, yes, declared angels, ministering spirits to serve in my troubled time. Can someone give me a mighty amen? God says, absolutely, yes, am I going to send an angel to go with her and sit with her while she's in that wilderness? Absolutely, yes, am I going to send an angel to sit with her while she's in that hospital bed? Absolutely, yes, am I going to send her with when she's sitting with that bank account and when she's sitting with that bank manager this year? Absolutely, yes. Are my angels going to be present in that situation that she's going through? Absolutely, yes, says the word of God. I will send to serve those who inherit salvation. This is what I want you to hold on to. Anchor yourself. Absolutely, yes. God has appointed, decreed over your situation that he's sending right for you. The word ministering in this word, you need to help me out here. The word ministering is that. I don't know why God's got me on this Greek. I don't know. I was really trying not to, but it really opens up the word for me. Amen. The word ministering. So let me keep you focused in this. The word ministering is, well, that's exactly how they said it. Lektorikos, whatever. Okay. The word ministering is lektorikos, which means it's actually someone who is involved in private service. Someone who is involved in a private service. So who's that for you? FBI? You know those private people that have just got one job? That's what it is. Someone who's got one job, and that is to bring the truth out of that situation. So the Word of God says, absolutely yes, I have sent angels that are involved in a private service with Mirella, dedicated to see her chapter come to victory. Can someone say amen here? Absolutely, yes, God has sent an angel, a private messenger just for me, for this situation. He has sent someone and he's like saying to the angel, you don't leave her until she gets victory in that chapter. Can someone say amen? Don't leave her until she sees her healing. Don't leave her until she sees that yes come to pass. Don't leave her until that promise is finished. Don't leave her until she's had the breakthrough. Don't leave her. This is, angel is set apart to see me through the season. He's on a private section just for me. Private service just for me. A service dedicated for me and me alone. The angel is appointed to see that I will get what God has spoken over my life. And once I declare it, God will release it. That's why this is so important that we start to speak the words of God. Once you declare it, God can bring a release because you have opened up a moment of entry for him. You have opened up a place of entry for him. Psalm 91:11 says, for he has given his angels charge over you. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, it says, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to a place that I have prepared. Guess what? I'm never going to be alone in anything that I go through in 2018. God is for me. Nothing can be against me. But while I'm going through it, every angel is going to be talking to me and speaking the truth of God through me. God says, I will not leave you. And every time I'm going to get tired, there's going to be an angel keep coming. You get up, girl. You keep moving, girl. This is your chapter. God says, I can't leave you until you've got a victory in this moment. God says, I'm standing right there. But he said, I will speak an angel charge over you. Over your finances, I will charge that angel to go over you. I will speak to that healing. I will charge an angel to be upon that situation. That relationship that you're asking for, God says, I will charge an angel over. A ministering spirit that is for you and for you alone, for that chapter and your chapter alone. God says, don't think that 2018 is an accident or it's just going to happen. I'm going to send angels out to charge over your situation. He said, I will command the blessing. So when the angel is released, they're coming with a blessing. Because out of the hands of God, there's only blessings coming. There's nothing else coming. But so when an angel comes, how you going then, Mirella? What's going on in your chapter? Because there's a blessing ready for you to take hold of. He comes fully prepared. They come fully prepared to minister to my situation. They've been assigned to me to get me through that chapter. They've been assigned to me to remind me of the words of God. They're assigned to me that when I feel like God's gone absent or God's gone silent, they will begin to, you remember the word of God in this situation. And he'll be constantly reminded, this is the blessing. There's a blessing. There's a blessing. There's a blessing. Hardships are going to come. Challenges are going to come. Storms are going to come. But you and I have got an angel with us with a declared, but reminding you, come on. Here it is. But you've got to start to begin to speak the word. See, we forget that we walk in favor. See, when Jesus came out of the desert after 40 days of being with the enemy, I've preached an entire sermon on this. After 40 days of being tempted with the enemy, he comes out of that wilderness. The Bible says that he was led there with the Holy Spirit. I love the fact that even in confronting the enemy, the Holy Spirit says, you got this, Jesus, let's go there. And let's remind the enemy and everything that he's got. Let's go tell him the word of God. And he begins to speak in Luke chapter 4. He begins to speak. The enemy says, if you're this, you say that, you do this. And he just goes through and Jesus speaks to him directly, speaking the words of God. And then after that, he comes out of it 40 days after being with the enemy. And he goes straight to church. That is not coincidence that the first place Jesus went after being with the enemy was straight to the house of God. Straight to Bethel he went. See, he went to church. See, this is the biggest challenge that you are going to have. When stuff starts to unleash this year, will I see you at ICC every Sunday? Will I see you in the house of God every Sunday, no matter what is happening in your world? I'm not being religious or legalistic. I'm saying every Sunday, are you going to be in the house of God somewhere? Somewhere. Because you know what? That is establishing who you are. That is establishing you who you are. And after being with the enemy for 40 days, he comes out and he reads this. He says, give me the book of the prophet Isaiah. He said, give me the book of the prophet Isaiah. I'm about to take a prophecy I'm going to make to activate it right here, right now. And he says, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the good news, to set the captives free, to bind up the brokenhearted. And he lists everything that he was appointed to do. And at the end of all of that, he's saying, guess what? This is no longer prophecy. This is now for the for you and I who can hear it, he says. I've removed the prophetic word and I've called it inactive word. And it's time for you and I to work. But then as he stands and he says, and I declare that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. He says, this is the acceptable. The other word in Greek for acceptable was, it's the year of favor. 2018 is our year of favor. 2018, see, you've got to understand that you and I walk on this earth with favor. Leviticus 26:9 says, I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers and that my covenant is with you. Psalm 5 verse 12 says, surely the Lord will bless the righteous. He will surround them with favor as a shield. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold for those who walk blameless. God is saying, Mirella, if you want favor, you got it, girl. You just need to give me an entry point for me to access what you want to need. Amen. Can someone hear that God is saying, this is up to you and I. I'm waiting to bless you this year. I'm waiting to have access into your 2018. But you need to establish who rules and reigns this year. You and I need to establish, what is God going to do for me? Am I going to stand on the word of God that speaks the truth and the favor of God? Or am I going to allow the roller coaster to keep happening in my world? Am I going to allow the drama to keep going in my, or am I going to establish, guess what? Roller coasters are over in my 2018. Roller coasters are done this year. I'm not coming through. Every doctor that I'm going to meet is going to give me a report, but God's report will always override that. The ink on that paper has got the blood of Jesus over the top of every single sheet that doctor will ever give to me. Can someone give me a mighty amen? Because the blood stains. Ink will leave. Ink will be faded, but the blood of God will stain. That is my truth. What is your truth this morning? Who are you going to be in 2018? Can I keep the worship team back up? I'm asking you as you prepare over the next 7 days, God, what is my 2018? As a mantle upon ICC, we have been declared that we are going to be a place of new beginning, which means everybody that walks into this building between Sunday to Sunday, if they come on a Monday, if they come on a Tuesday, if they come on a Wednesday, if they come on a Thursday, if they come on a Friday, they come on a Saturday, they have an opportunity to start again. Because we're going to declare that we are a place where people have a new beginning. We're going to take those that are on their way to hell and we're going to say, it's a new chapter for you right here, right now. Every single Sunday, we have an opportunity to restart that week again. I'm not saying that we're not going to fail. We're going to fail. I'm not going to say we're not going to disappoint God. We're going to disappoint God because we're human and we live in this earth. But I'm not part of this earth. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And I have to establish that everything that is spoken over this body comes under the covering of that blood of Jesus. You're going to get doors closing in your face. But what are you going to speak when those doors close? So many times God closes a door because you won't even notice the other doors until he closes that one. Do you question God's love when disappointment breaks? I know I've disappointed my parents over and over and over again in my life, but it doesn't change the way they love me. And I can disappoint my Heavenly Father many times over, but doesn't change his love for me. He'd still come up and he'd still go to the cross yet again. He would still do that. He would still come and speak into my life. He would still come. My former days are behind me. 2017 is done. 2018 is before me. And I'm going to establish who I will be in 2018. I'm going to establish who I want to be in 2018. Who do I want to be in 2018? I want to be someone that I understand that I can do all things, but that it's Christ that strengthens me. I can do it, but it's the Christ that strengthens. It's the Word of God that brings the truth and the reality. When was the last time you got a vision? When was the last time you heard God's voice audibly? When was the last time you saw supernatural? When was the last time you experienced a miracle? How about 2018? All of those things start to happen. How about 2018? Is that the year that we see this all happen?